I was going to learn the Kavod Purim, our Inyan of Nishmas Yisrael, from Makor Nishmas Yisrael. We're going to be learning it Pnimis Sheva Pnimis. We're going to learn a little Chassidus tonight. Moshe said to me that even though we have a Hamshech, he would like to be more Purimdik because people want to hear more about Purim, and they have the right. We all want to hear more about Purim. We're getting ready for Yontif. So what I'm going to say now is a part of a shmuz from the Tzadik Yomotel Zilber. Hashem is coming Monday night at 8 o'clock, the men to come to the shir. It's only a small part, a little bit of my attempt to understand it. The few hours sugi what we're learning. And I can only say, I'm only saying a little bit because to explain it properly would take a great deal of time. And the very big yesodos in Kabbalah, and that's not where we're holding. So I'm going to try to say it as clearly as possible. And if you don't understand, it's because I haven't explained it properly, not because of anything else. But listen carefully. Purim is a very, very big sugya. And just to enter into it without the king reaching out the Shavit HaZahav for people like us to come in Shaloi Kedos, we don't know whether we're invited in or we're not invited in. But on Purim there's such an inyan that you crash. You don't have to be invited. Esther Malka taught us that. You crash. There are two very, very ancient gematrias when it comes to Amalek. They go back all the way to Chazal. And through the Svarim HaKadoshim. One is that the gematria of Amalek is Ram. Resh Mem. Ram. Ram means gaiva, means conceit. Ram levavcha v'shechachta. With that conceit, one forgets that there's a God. You get lost in yourself. So that's one gematria of Amalek, Ram. The other gematria from the beginning. The other gematria of Amalek, of course, is Safek. Safek, which means doubt. Uncertainty. The klipa of Amalek, the filth, the impurity of Amalek, is ma'oiris sveikis nemuna. It causes one to have uncertainties in faith, believing in Hashem Yisbarach and believing in oneself. And believing in Am Yisrael. We'll talk much more about that in the coming weeks. The inyan of Leitamin Bechayecha. Not to believe in who you are, Be'etzim. Not to believe in what a Jew is. Not to believe in the special love that Hashem has for Knesset Yisrael. It's the inyan of Amalek. It's Safek. Let's try to understand this b'aymik in depth. These two gematrias. To understand b'aymik. The whole inyan of Purim can be summed up in one sentence. Ha'achdus v'akesher sheyesh ben shnei hafachim. That you have opposites. Two hafachim. Opposites. At other ends of the universe. Two things that when we look at them, they are mamish zelu umaze. Two opposite ends of the universe, of the world. Chayv inish levesume bepuria. The inyan of drinking a little bit on Purim. Is Adaliyada ben Araham Lebarach Mordechai. So you can't distinguish between Cursed is Haman, and blessed is Mordechai. Now, you know, there are no two opposites in the whole world. Baruch Mordechai. Mordechai is Sadik Yisoid Olam. Mordechai is Elokus, everything, pure and holy. And Haman is the opposite. But not Stam opposite. We can't even say them in one breath. And on Purim, something astonishing happens. That on Purim, there's Adol Yodem and Aroham LeBaruch Mordechai, which it says in the Kisvei Ari, that even in the deepest depths of the impurity of Haman, in that world is also Elokus, because nothing can exist without God. And that somehow, through Purim, these two opposites are able to join together. Adol Yodem and Aroham LeBaruch Mordechai. Now all Nisim are a Gilui, are revealing something that's higher than nature. That's the definition of a Nes. A Nes means something which is supernatural. Nes and Teva, a miracle, that which is supernatural, and that which is nature or natural, are two hafachim. Are two opposites. Normally these two cannot possibly be together. And yet, the Inyan of Purim, as everybody knows, the whole Inyan of Purim is that all the events that took place by Purim and Megillas Esther were all completely b'derech hateva, were all completely natural, normal things that were happening. In this world, in Teva. On the other hand, it was a Nes. Us and Isim, Avaseinu, Vayomahem b'zman hazeh. It was a miracle. That which is natural and that which is supernatural somehow fused together and became v'hoyil achadim b'yadecha. And they became one in the hands of the Borei Olam. And we have a Yontiv of Purim. Or Haman Baruch Mordechai. Nes and Teva. Look at the very beginning of the story. Vehi b'mei Achashverosh, Shua Achashverosh, Hamoylech mehoidu v'ad kush. It was on days of Achashverosh, the king Achashverosh who ruled from hoidu ad kush. And there's a machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Mehoidu ad kush. Where are these two places? So there's a machloikis in the Rav and Shmuel. Chad Omer, one opinion holds, Hoidu b'soif ha'olam, v'kush b'soif ha'olam. One opinion holds that they're two opposite ends of the world. Hoidu b'soif ha'olam, at the other end of the world, and kush, is b'soif ha'olam, two opposite ends of the world. That's one opinion. V'chad Omar, and one the other opinion holds, gabi hadadi habu kaimim. That means that they're smuchim zelazeh. That the two places, Hoidu and Kush, these two places were neighbors, were right next to each other. So what's the machloikis? What we used to say in yeshiva, a machlokes and metzias, what are they arguing about, Rav and Shmuel? That one says that Hoidu and Kush are the two extremes of the universe. And the other says, no, they're right next to each other. Now we know that we find this very often in Chazal, that even though in Nigla we have a concept that's called from the Gemara in Erevin, in many places, Eilu ve'Eilu divrei Elokim Chayim, both these and those are the words of the living God. So both Rav and Shmuel are right. So on the one hand, Hoidu and Kush are the furthest apart, the two furthest places in the world from each other. On the other hand, they're next door to each other. But in Metzias, there can only be one Metzias. Either New York and New Jersey are next door neighbors. If you want to say that New York and New Jersey are other ends of the world, but it can't be both at the same time. Therefore, those who have been learning Torah seriously over the years, you know. And that's the item I'm talking to. You know. That when Chazal have these arguments, they're talking about bechinas. Those who learn the Kutta Maran hear that word all the time. There's a bechina of this, and there's a bechina of that. They're not talking about geography. They're not talking about a physical location. But there are two bechinas in the world that are called Hoidu and Kush. Hoidu comes from the word Hoid. Hoid means splendor, ziv, light, and beauty. It means light, Hoid. Kush means just the opposite. Kush means black and dark, the opposite of Hoid. So when Rav and Shmuel are discussing the meaning of Mehoidu v'ad Kush, they're not talking about real estate. They're not talking about a place where you travel. They're talking about Or and Choshech, light and dark, Toiv and Ra, Mordechai and Haman. That's what they're talking about. And that somehow that this Yom Tov of Purim can take all of these bechinas, the two most opposite bechinas of Or and Choshech, the two points that are furthest apart in the world, Haman and Mordechai, Choshech, Kush, darkness, and Hoidu, Hoid, and that somehow on Purim there's Mizgala, an Or, a Koyach, that is able to make one out of opposites. And those two points that are furthest apart in the world, in that universe that's called Purim, they're next door to each other. They're not next door, they're one. They're not separated at all. They're two bechinas of one, two bechinas of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And who's Achashverosh? This is also machlokes, he was the smartest person in the world, he was the biggest idiot in the world. It was machlokes. Just look at his SAT scores. Or look at his IQ. What's the big machlokes? You want to say, who's a bigger genius? You want to say, who's a bigger genius? Christ, you want to, Rabbi Yosef Engel or the Rogatchover? So that's a hard thing, you know, the Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Rogatchover, who's a bigger genius? But if someone says, who's a bigger genius? The Rogatchover and Donald Duck. So it's not a, you're saying a machlokes is something in Metzias. Just talk to the Rogatchover a little bit and then talk to Donald Duck, Lahavdil. And you see that, what does one thing have to do with the other? Achashverosh is a Hamelach Chochem or is a Melach Tipesh? Look at the name Achashverosh and we'll understand what the argument is. The secret of Purim, Achashverosh has in the word or, light. And it has also the word shachor, again, black. Black. Now, hoidu v'ad kush, light and splendor, chochma, toiv. And the same Achashverosh has the word shachor, black, dark, ra, tipish. Or in Chayishach Mishtamshim Be'erbuvia, a world of light and dark, a world of confusion, a world of what appears to be opposites, contradictions, and nothing makes sense. And then from that Or and Chayishach of Hoiduvat Kush, of Achashverosh, of Or and Shochar, from that contradiction comes out Purim, which is Vayehudim Hoysa Oira. Everything is light. Vayehudim ha'isa oire v'simcha v'sasin v'yikah. That in Purim, in the Choshech, there was Ur. And that somehow there wasn't a steerer between the Ur and Choshech, or that steerer was somehow, that contradiction, that conflict, somehow was resolved through the Yontiv of Purim, which is the Yontiv of Vayehudim ha'isa oire. This goes back to the very beginning of creation. And it's the tachlis of creation. It's the beginning and it's the end. It's the achris and the reishis, which in the Chabad Svarim, achashverosh, is a lashon of achris and reishis. If you look at the word achashverosh, achar and reish, achris, reishis, and the word hamelech achashverosh, which is, everybody knows that HaMelech in the Megillah is a hint to Hashem. Ani Rishon v'Ani Achron, the beginning and the end. Because from the very beginning of Bereishis Bara Elokim es HaShemayim ves HaAretz. Shemayim is Mordechai HaYehudi. Shemayim is Himmel, is Heaven. Shemayim is Toiv. Shemayim is Or. Ves ha'aretz, the earth is haman, the earth is shocher, is black, the earth is choshech, is dark. Man himself contains within himself the biggest contradiction, that on the one hand is vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chai, that a human being is molei or, is filled with light, with a living soul. The man has within him a neshama, a nishmas chayim, or and light, toiv, Mordechai ha-Yehudi. On the other hand, is v'yitzah Hashem akim es adam ofar min ha-adama, from the earth, from the shmutz, from the filth, a neshama and a guf. The neshama is Baruch Mordechai, and the guf is Or HaHaman. It says in Pasuk, Achor v'kedem tzaratani, that Hashem created us, Achor v'kedem, Se'in of Achashverosh, that man has within himself an Achor v'kedem, the highest and the most, and that which is furthest behind, Achor v'kedem. The highest, highest, the light, Mordechai, Neshama, and Achor means the end, everything that's dark, everything that's ugly and bad, that comes from the guf. As it says in Zohar Kodesh, that Bereishis is Beis Reishis. There are two beginnings. Man has these two parts. Just like there's a Shemayim and there's an Aretz, there's a heaven, there's an earth. Within each and every one of us, there's a heaven and there's an earth. There's such a contradiction. It's a pella. It's a wonder. That Hashem holds these two together is the bracha that we make, machli roifek el boso, machli lasois. There's no greater wonder in the world that somehow the or and choshech, the light and the darkness, can somehow be held within us together. And the human being walks around with this achashverosh, that each and every one of us, on the one hand, is a melech chacham and is a melech tipesh. And that in our lives, we see within our own lives, there's a hoidu and there's a kush. One minute we're in a place of hoidu, light, lichtig. The next minute, kush, black, empty and dark. So what is this inyan of Purim? That is able to fuse together the Acher and Kedem, the Mordechai, the Haman, the Or, the Choshech, the Hoid, the Kush. Because the Tzaddikim are Isaac all the time in Yichudim, a Yichud to make two into one. We don't know what that means, it's a fancy thing in Kabbalah. But Yichudim l'shem Yichud k'tzibichu l'shchinta. Yichudim to take two and make them into one, to make opposites, to bring them together. In the Maisa, Chazal tell us in the Medrash and Breishes, Chazal asks, what's Hashem, you find it's Maisa, but what's Hashem doing since Maisa Breishes? What's he busy with Hashem since Maisa Breishes? It's an interesting question. And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Umezavek Zivugim. Yoshev Mezavik Zivugim, so that's nice for Shavar Brachis to make everybody happy. Yoshev Mezavik Zivugim. That Hashem is making matches. He's Yoshev Mezavik Zivugim since creation. That's all that Hashem Mezavik is doing. That's what the Gemara, that's what the Medrash says. He's Yoshev Mezavik Zivugim. And that began at the beginning. Bereishis, Beis Reishis, Azivik. Until the end, V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol aretz. V'yom ahu Hashem echo d'shmayach l'Hashem is mezavik zivugi. How does Hashem do that? The answer is, we don't know. But we were taught, Ep is something. And a lot of Chochmas HaNister of the Hidden Torah revolves around this Nakuda. But it can only be given over in a way that people like us can try to understand or try not to understand. You'll see what I mean. In order to be Mezavig Azivik, not Stam Azivik, in order to take two opposites, like a man and a woman. These are two opposites. We're talking here about Hoidu ad Kush. You can pick whichever one you like to make yourself into a Hoidu, the other into a Kush. You want to make a Kush, a Hoidu. I'm not getting into that. That's dangerous territory. But everybody knows, and anybody who's ever been in that parish knows, that it's Mahoidu ad Kush. Mahoidu ad Kush. So Hashem Yisbarach is Mezavik Zivugim. In order to be Mezavik Zivug, you have to have a Shadchan. Right? A Shadchan. Jews have always made Zivugim through a Shidduch, a Shadchan. We're not talking about the Haintike Shadchanim. They should all be well and busy. In order to be mezavik, two opposites can only happen if there's a koyach that's mezgala that stands higher than the two opposites. There has to be a koyach that is above, out of the fray, higher than the inyan, who is able to look down upon these two opposites, and he's mezavik these two opposites, because the two are achodim biyodov. He has control of the two opposites because he's higher than the two opposites. If you're in the inyan, you can't be mezavik then, because then you're torn between the two and you're schlepped to this side or to that side. Mehoidu vad kush. It's only when you're higher than the whole picture can you be mezavik azivik. This is the side of what we were taught David HaMelech meant when he said, Esa Einai El Harim, I turn my eyes to the mountains. Me'ayin Yavai Ezri. Me'ayin, from where will my help come? Chazal taught that Me'ayin doesn't mean from where. It means from that madrega that's called Ayin. Ayin means that which is beyond human comprehension, from Kivyochel himself. Mitzad hasoges hachochme, as far as a person's limited understanding is concerned, he sees two opposites and they can't be brought together. What's this, a man and a woman? What's a shaykhis, one to the other? What's a shaykhis? A hoid of a kush, a guf and the shama, what's a shaykhis? Api svarer, api chochma, api seichel. Api seichel enoishi. According to the limitations of human understanding of intellect. These two are hafachim, they're opposites. And there's no mokum for them to live together, to be together. It can't be in such a way. Ayin means that which is lemal miseichel hadas, something which transcends our limited, finite understanding, something which is higher than our way of understanding and thinking. And in that world of ayin, there's a mokum for these two opposites to be together. This is called, of course, Keser, crown. The crown is that which is munach, it's worn al harash, upon the head. Which means that there's something that you and I as Jews, only as Jews, only a nishmas Yisrael, that you and I have within us something that's called keser, that's called crown. That means that there's something in our nefesh, in our soul, that's higher than who we are. That's higher than anything we could understand. That's higher than anything that we could figure out and make sense of. Our emuna comes from there, not from proofs and charts and diagrams, not from codes, not from philosophy, not from science. The emunah of a nishmas Yisrael comes, may ayin yovai ezri. Stam ezri in the Torah, the first ezri in the Torah is talking about what? No. It's talking about chasam and kala. That Hashem made for Adam an ezri kenegdai. The first time the word Ezer appears in Tanakh, which is the Shoresh, is when Hashem made a zivug between Adam and Chava, between a man and a woman. That inyan can only take place in the world of Me'ayin Yavai Ezri. It's something that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in each and every one of us, there's this chelik elokami ma'al, there's something inside of us. And Hashem placed a crown on the head of a Jew. That means that there's something on in our consciousness, in our nature that's supernatural. That transcends seichel and nature. Another word for keser is rotzen, desire, will, rotzen. Chochmah is what a person understands. A person hasn't eaten, he's hungry, and he understands why he's hungry, and he understands why he wants to eat, why he needs to eat. There's a tam, there's a seichel, there's a svar. And a person, hopefully each and every one of us, we try to build our lives, our personalities and everything with chachma. And we try to live lives of chachma. And to do things with seichel, with reason, that we should be rational. Things that are bad, we should try to get rid of. Things that are good, we try to take in. And even then, everything's with seichel. How and when. All of that is called chachma. Rotzen, will, Keser, crown. That's when somebody wants something and he can't explain why. He just feels that his life depends on this and he doesn't know why. He can't explain why. He can't give a tam. All he knows is that this that he must have is the source of unspeakable oineg, pleasure and delight, of nachas ruach. Even though others might say to him, what's the chochma? There's a steer over here. This is something which is contradictory. This is something that doesn't make sense for you. And he can't explain himself. When a person comes to that nekuda of Ratzon, he's touching that world of the crown, and at that moment there's a gilui of atzmius. There is something of his essence that he's tasting. There's something of his essence, of the atzmius of who he is, that he's coming into contact with. This, Rabbi Isai, is the meaning of Hashem being mezaveg zivugim. That which is called Ratzon Elyon, the highest will. In that world of Ayin, these are not opposites. They don't contradict in the world of Ayin. A marshal of that is in our world of Ratzon and Ayin, even though something might contradict Seichel and Tam, but it gives you Oynig, it gives you a Tanig, it gives you Nachas Ruach, thus is thus. And someone will say to you, that child of yours, you should throw him out, you should get rid of him, he's no good. My uncle. Someone says, he's a Kush, you're a Hoidu. He's a Haman, you're a Mordechai. In the world of Tanlik, in the world of Rotzen, Mahoidu Kush. Or a Haman, Baruch Mordechai. Adeloyada. It's something which is higher. And therefore, it can make a zivik. In your life, the zivik is that this is a child that reason is telling you, distance yourself from him further than Haidu and Kush. But Ratzon is telling you, I can't live without this kid. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Me'ayin Yovei Ezri, Ezri Me'im Hashem, Oisei Shemayim V'aretz. And the Kadmonim say, the same way that the Bar Olam created such opposites, Oisei Shemayim V'aretz. Ezri Me'im Hashem. That's talking about the first Ezra that was Mezgala after Bereishis, was the Zivug of Ezra Kenegda. And that's why, in order to bring the two together, Hashem had to put Adam to sleep. V'yap Hashem Lekim Tardema L'Adam. Adam had to be put to sleep at the time of the Zivug. You know why? Because the Zivug is a gili of that which is higher than anything that he could possibly comprehend. And just like a shikya that he can't keep his eyes open, he has to go into a place of ayin. And that's how the Svama Kedoshim explain the whole sugya of the Akedah in the Zohar HaKadosh. And each Indian here would take a long time to explain, and there's no time. The Indian of Esa Einai El Ehorim. My Ayin Yovai Ezri, Chazal Darshan, Ehorim is Al Tikri Horim El Ehorim. And who are the Horim? Our parents are Horim. Our parents are the others. Z'av Mavinu is the Midah of Ahava, of love. Infinite love and kindness. Yitzchak Avinu is the opposite. Yitzchak Avinu is Yira, fear. Hoidu and Kush, Ahava and Yira. Love and fear, Hoidu and Kush. Z'oid Yisrael, Z'chus Yelenu, when he talks about getting dressed up on Purim. He says the biggest costume, the best disguise that was ever worn, was by the Akedah. Yitzhak says, Avi, my father, your mead is the mead of Avraham. And Avraham Avinu says, Hineni b'ni. Right now, my mead of Ahava is disguised in the lavush of what? Of my child, my son. Because Yitzhak says, Avi, my father, you're the mead of love. How can you kill your son? And Avraham Avinu says, Hineni b'ni. Right now, I'm my son, which is the mead of Gvura. Gvura can have such an inyan of killing, of destroying. Hineni b'ni. As the Ovi Yisrael says, the whole tachpais, the whole costume of Purim comes from that inyan of the Akedah. The Avraham Avinu gets dressed up in the costume of Gevurah. Yitzchak Avinu offers himself and he gets dressed up in the midah of Ahava. Avraham is dressed as Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu is dressed as Avraham. V'ha'elokim nisa es Avraham. What's the Nisayin? The Nisayin is always this. The Nisayin of Avraham Avinu is when you look at things and you see the opposite. And the only way that you could be mezgabah, the only way that you could be victorious in that test, Elokim Nisus Avraham, when you're in a place of opposites, Sof Kol Sof, Hashem is Baruch told Avraham Avinu, Kibi Yitzchak Yikar El Chazara. You can have a whole future with Yitzchak. And then Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, Halei Yisham Lo'ayla, take him up and kill him. That's a contradiction, no? Kibi Yitzchak Yikar El Chazara. Everything is going to be with Yitzchak, your whole future of the people. Fine. Hoidu. And then Hashem says, take him up and kill him. Kush. Kill him. A big Nisayan. And the Nisayan is always of the opposites. It's a Nisayan, if they're close to each other, it's not a Nisayan. But Lakin Nisas Avram. The whole Indian there was filled with Nisayanis. So how did one overcome? How did they overcome the Nisayan? Esa Einai El Ahorim. You know the Ayin and the Aleph. We know the Ayin and the Aleph when they're interchangeable. The Ayin is with an I, and the I is an Ayin with an Aleph. Esa Einai El Ahorim. May Ayin Yavai Ezra. To lift up one's eyes to a place that's higher than the battlefield of Tov and Ra, of Mordechai and Esther, of Chos and Kala, of Hoidu and Kush, to a world that's called Ayin. And when a person's mevatel himself and gives himself over to the Ayin that is higher than your Ayin, than your eyes, and you give yourself over, Esa Einai, and you lift your eyes up and you give yourself over to that koyach that's mezavik zivugim shitz maisi bereshis, and you say, Rabbi Shalom, ich weiß gar nicht, I know nothing. I am nothing. Ofer ve'efer. I know nothing. All I know is one thing. Is the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's a Ratzon Elyon, and you're telling me to do this, I'm doing it. And I'm avatar myself to the Ratzon Elyon. That's the Akedah. So now we understand. Gracious, we learned for these past few months, we've been talking about gracious Bar Elokim, is Bishvil Yisrael, for the sake of Am Yisrael, who are called Rashis, the beginning. What I'm going to say now is the aside of all we're going to be talking about Mishem for months and months and months. But it's much more important than what I'm going to be talking about. It's for the rest of our lives. Long after we're learning the Inyan, we have to live every minute with this. You want to know where a Jew comes from. Hoidu v'ad kush. Some people say Jews are the highest people in the world. No, others say the Jews are the lowest people in the world. Hitler yamach shemoi v'zichroi Amalek. In a conversation that he had with a friend of his, who later on wrote this in a journal, that his friend in this private conversation said to Hitler, he says, Adolf, you know that all this business that you're saying about the Jews is a lie. Between Zwischen uns, I don't know how you say that in German, how do you say that, Zwischen uns, probably Zwischen uns. This friend said to Hitler, you know, between us, all these things that they're saying, and that you are saying in the speeches and the newspapers, it's all not true what we're saying about the Jews. So why do you want to, what do you have with them? Why do you want to kill all of them? That's what he asked them. And the Yamach Shemoinikis said, he wrote down what he said. He said, because I can't bear the consciousness that they bring to the world. They bring a conscience of toiv, of good, to the world. I must eradicate that. And from there he made concentration camps. So when you heard his speeches, and you had 5 million of them making Heil Hitler, so he was talking about the Jew as the lowest, the filth, the dirt. And then when he was behind the closed door in the Dalramas of who he was, of that klipa of Amalek, he said, they're the highest in the world. The shayrish of a Jew. The root of every single one of us and where we come from is that midah that's called Rotzen Ha'elyon, the crown. The highest, infinite, unknowable will of the master of the universe. That means we don't understand at all and we can never understand why did Hashem create such a thing called Nishmas Yisrael. We don't understand. Because Rotzen is something bleed time. And Kivyochel himself, somehow in some mysterious way that we'll never ever understand because it's not possible for the finite intellect to comprehend, that when you and I say Moed Ani in the morning and we're going to say Kriya Shema Alamita tonight, that the Bayu Olam is filled with Nachas Ruach. An oinig. He has a pleasure. And it makes no difference if you get some philosopher of a Jew that says God doesn't have any pleasure. Jachmon is on him. But he never learned Pnimius HaTorah. He doesn't even understand Chazal. There's the Baruch Shalom's biggest Tanlik is a Yid. And that the Tanlik that Hashem Yisbarach has the whole Nachas of Sois Osis Bashem. So Gelnafshi Belokai comes from a Nishmas Yisrael. Because Yisrael is Olam Machshav in that place of Rotz. And that means that Am Yisrael, every Jew comes from Kivyochel, from Atzmius Hashem Mamish. From that point in God Himself, that Kivyochel is not weighing or reasoning or figuring out something. It's just the Rotzen Ha'elyon. Kutshebricha Araisiv Yisrael Chad. Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. It's Ayin. That is the source of Knesset Yisrael. And each and every one of us. That's where we come from. Makes no difference if we do stuff that's good and we do stuff that's bad. It makes a difference, of course, in terms of the oil of this world. And it makes a difference in terms of dinim and so on. But in the Shurish Ha'eli and the Baruch Shalom says, that's my Yanka. You want to throw him out? You want to get rid of him? It doesn't make sense that you should hold on to this Yanka. To this Yisrael. It doesn't make sense. The Baruch Shalom says, Akasha. That's my child. B'ni B'chari Yisrael. But it doesn't make sense. Look at them. Who says that I have something here that makes sense? And who says that I have to make sense to you? And who says that even Kivyochel to me is something which is Betam V'Das? It comes from the crown. It comes from the Ratzon Ha'Elyon. This is where Amalek comes into the world. Because just like Bereishis means Bishvil Yisrael, who are called the Reishis, the beginning. The Reishis is Yisrael. So too it says in Pasuk, Reishis Goyim Amalek, V'achrisoi Adei Oved, Reishis Goyim Amalek. The Reishis of Amalek is the Reishis of Tam and Seichel. of understanding, of intelligence. Not that they're the smartest people in the world. The Torah says, Am Chacham Benavim. But what is the ratios of Amalek? Amalek is the representative, the ambassador of the Ummah Sa'ilim of the nations of the world. Not that they have to be destroyed, God forbid, the nations of the world. They'll have a tikkun. Amalek is something else. But Amalek is their ambassador. Amalek is the Yoshev Reish. Reish is Goyim Amalek. You see, the nations of the world Hashem created because of a certain reason. And the reason is Bechira Chavshis. So that Knesset Yisrael has a choice. And all the Nisroinus of this world, and whatever other reasons go into it, we don't have time to talk about the Ummah Sa'ilim, that's not our subject now, the nations of the world. But when it comes to the nations of the world, it's Takash Yotza Osa Adam, the Chachma. And there's a Chachma of why Hashem made these nations to put them here and put them there. Yatzev Gulas Amim, Lemisba B'nai Yisrael. But we know that everything is because of Knesset Yisrael. But there's a time and there's a Ratzon for Hashem creating the nations of the world. The Inyan of Amalek is the following. Everything must have a reason. There is no such thing as Ratzon Elyon. There's no such thing as Ratzon Elyon. There's no such thing as something that's higher than understanding and intellect. Everything is Tam V'Seichel. Even God. Everything is Tam V'Seichel. And the human being, if he's smart enough, can understand that also. This is why Amalek is the gematria Ram. The Ram levavcha b'shachachta. What does it mean, Ram? You remember we were talking about Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu. They gave themselves over. Ofer ve'efer. The humility of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu is that even though they have, this one's a Hava, this one's here, how were they able to have a Zivig? The answer is, Me'ayin. What's the Me'ayin? They give themselves over to a Ratzon Elyon, to something higher than the two of them. And because there's something higher, we can be together. Because in the world of Ayin, there are no opposites. Everything is together. Hashem is Ein Sof, is Kivyachol. There's nothing that limits Hashem. So in order that the two should come together, there has to be a midah of what? Shiflis and Bittul. To humble yourself before the Ayin. Amalek is the gematria Ram. Because Amalek is always stuck in its own ego. And can never ever give itself over to what? To Ratzon Ha'Elyon, to that which is Ayin, that which is higher than anything that he can understand or anything that can be reasoned or explained. Therefore, when did Amalek come into our lives? When was Vayav Amalek? We were wondering, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, listen to the words, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im, what? Ayin. According to the Zohar, is Hashem within us, or is He not within us? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. According to the Zohar Kaddish, it meant that we were suddenly confused. What's the way that Hashem lives with us? Are we different? Maybe we're just part of the world of Yesh. Maybe we're part of this regular world of nature. The natural world that makes sense. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. Im Ayin, or perhaps we really are in that world, we come from that world of Ayin, something that's higher, something that's beyond the crown, the Ratzon Ha'Elyon. And every time you and I fall into Amalek's hands, it's because of that same suffix. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im Ayin. Am I just a regular person with regular problems and regular taivas, and I can't figure out a way out of my Nisayon? Or am I going to come to that place of Esa, Einai Elaharim, and may I in Yavai Ezri, and give myself over with humility to the one who is higher than me, who is beyond me, who is Mezavik Zivugim, and is able to connect the finite and the infinite Shemayim and Eretz, and in my life, the Haman of my life and the Mordechai of my life. When we were in that place of Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu ma'ayin, right afterwards it says, Vayov Amalek. Oh, then you smack. There's Amalek. It's always where Amalek is. Vayov Amalek. That's the meaning of a Sophic.
Because in the world of Chochma, in the world of what's rational, what's reason, in the world of Chochma, when you have two opposites, you're torn between the two opposites. I don't know who's right. Is this one right or is that one right? So since Amalek is stuck in the place of Chochma, in that world of Chochma, and he's never mevatel himself to the Ratzon Elyon, in that world of Chochma, there's always this one says one thing, the other one says something else. I don't know what to do. I'm a sufik, it's a sufik. And that's the whole world, isn't that craziness of that sufik? That comes from what? From the gaiva, from Ram Levavcha of Amalek. Not to be mevatel oneself to the Yeshus, to the Ayin, to the Ratzon Elyon, to proudly wear the crown on top of your seichel. The Yontiv of Purim is a hisgalus of the Ayin of Me'ayin Yovei Ezra. Adelo Yoda. A siluk. What does it mean, Adelayod? It means to surrender, to give up your mind, to give up what makes sense, to give up your need to understand. That's Amalek. And to give yourself over with simcha. Because when you do that, there's no simcha like Hataris HaSveikis. There's no longer a suffix. I'm yours. I belong to the Ratzon HaElyon. I belong to that world of Ayin. And in the world of Ayin, he's Mezavik Zivuga Meska Kasha. How could an idiot like me become a tzaddik? I don't know, but he said I could do it. I don't know. But there is such an Indian. Not in the world of Amalek. You did this, you did that. Who are you? What are you? Are you a Haman? You're a Mordechai. I don't know. I'm a Supuk. It's a Suffolk. Purim is the end of Sveikis. Purim is a bittle, a siluk of das, of understanding, and a bittle of oneself, to give oneself over to the Ratzon HaElyon, to that koyach of what, of Yisrael, Olam Machshava Tchila Bereishis, of Bishli Yisrael Shemikru Bereishis, that the Bereishis, the true Bereishis is what? Yisrael. And that's where my Neshama comes from. That's where we come from. Not racist Goyim Amalek. All the professors in the universities of Germany, the biggest thinkers, were the ones who mashpia the hashpa of the Holocaust. The peasants in Germany and the rest, and the Polacks and all of the Ukrainians, they were the ones who were following the professors in the universities. The big chachamim came up with the final solution. Not the little peasant, there's also an anti-Semite, but not the little peasant milking his cow. They weren't making a final solution. They might have had a cheshmer that it's not so bad to have Jews around, you know. They built up the whole Europe, maybe we shouldn't get rid of them. But in the world of, in the pnimius of Amalek, they can't bear the possibility of there being that metzias of Ayin in this world of Yesh, of the racious of Yisrael, which is the v'nahafichu and the undermining. That's what Hitler was worried about, of what? Of racious Goyim Amalek. And therefore we understand that the name of Purim is called Al Shem HaPur. A Pur means a Goyrel. A Goyrel means something that doesn't make sense. Why does it come out? Always the same number. A Goyrel means when you draw lots. And it always comes out Yisrael. Because at the time he explains by Riches and Hesidah, the Indian of Purim, Al Shem HaPur, and the Goyrel. A Goyrel means that's just how it is. You can't explain it, but that's just how it is. If you have a question, they're going to draw the lottery, and you say, I can't believe it. Why did it come out, not my number? I don't understand why it came out, not my number. It didn't come out my number. I don't understand. So you say, what do you don't understand? It's mazel. It's not to understand. Purim is Hashem HaPur. That's our mazel. Akasha is our mazel. And that's why the Nes of Purim Davka took place in such a way, another 2 minutes. That's why the miracle of Purim had to take place in such a way where it was mislavesh in nature. It was a Nes that was something natural, where that which was natural was indistinguishable from that which is supernatural, because we came to a madrega that there's no chiluk between yesh and ayin, between Mordechai and Haman, between Toiv and Ra, or in Chayshach Hoidu and Kush. So no, the Baruch Shalom fears the world. He runs the world in such a way that he doesn't want l'chadchila to change things from nature. There's a certain anhaga of nature. And he doesn't want Nisim. L'chadchila. But the emes is that there's no distinction. In that world of Ayin, there's no difference between nature and supernatural. There really is no difference between the splitting of the sea and all the funny little things that happen in Megillas Esther that have nothing to do with anything that you could see that looked like it's something supernatural. The emes is that there's no difference between the two. Only to us, we like to see special effects and ocean splitting. It's a lot of fun. And in Shushan, by the Nase of Purim, Idavki was a Hizgalus, because we had to come out of that Suffolk of Yesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Ayin. And when you come out of that world of Suffolk, of the Gaiva of Haman, of Amalek, you come to a place where you're able to see that there's one God, what is natural, what's supernatural, Nase and Teva, Or and Chayshach Shemaim and Oris, there's no steer. Somehow they're both fused together in the infinite hands of Hashem Yisbarach. Therefore, an amazing thing happens. We don't say Halal on Purim. The Gemara has different reasons. One of the explanations is that Kriyasa, that reading the Megillah, is Riyotza, the din of Halal. Akedah Karta, the Meiri, even suggests the possibility that if a person doesn't have a Megillah, then he would say Halal. Reading the Megillah is halal. Reading the Megillah is reading a piece of Torah. Halal is a piece of tefillah. Halal is davening. Torah means that which I understand. Davening means asking for something that I don't understand. That's why we always say, Yehi Rotzen Milfanach. Yehi Rotzen Hashem, I don't know, may it be your will. I don't understand. Hashem runs the world usually in a way of Torah. Torah is called Chaya Olam. It goes in the way of Seichel. Tefillah means Chaya Shah. I don't know, this minute, this doesn't make sense to me. I need your help. Ma'ai Nove Ezra. So on Purim, the amazing thing happens. You take a piece of Torah, the Megillah, and the Megillah becomes a piece of Tefillah. The Torah itself is a piece of davening. Is there Shtikli Hirotzen? Because in Purim, everything comes together and everything is one. And the whole Indian of Amalek is to make that separation, is to separate between the two worlds and to say there's something called Teva, there's something called the Chayk of Teva, and okay, there's something that used to be, maybe there was miracles, things like that, but in your natural life there's nothing supernatural, because they can't be together, there's no Zivik. And the Yontif of Purim says, Chuasim Hayisa LaNetzach. The Nitzchias of Purim, of Yimei HaPurim, the eternity of Purim is Yimei HaPurim Ha'ela. Lo Yavu Mitoich HaYehudim, V'zichem LeYosef Mizarim, that the memory, the thought of Purim can never go away from us. That means that every day of our lives, when it's not Purim, when it's not Purim, every day of our lives, we have to live with that thought of Purim. Layavu means the day after Purim and 2 days after Purim and 2 months and 3 months after Purim. Layavu mitaycha Yehudim. It can't. Because if you, God forbid, if I, we slip into that world of Ayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu ma'ayin, if we slip into that mistake, that suffix, that doubt, that world of Amalek, of not being bevakel ourselves for the Ratzon Elyon, then we're lost. In the alternative, which is the world of Ayava Amalek, that's the world that we see. Of Ayava Amalek. And Purim says that every single day of our lives we can live Purimdik. And Purimdik means not to drink, not to have to drink. It means to be drunk without drinking. It means to not know, even though there's something that you think you know. It means to be a shikku when you're perfectly sober. It's a big, big thing. It's much harder than being a shikku when you drink. To be Purimdik, noch Purim, is a much bigger chiddush than being Purimdik on Purim. But it's from the koyach of Purim.
that a Jew can be Purim against your friend. Can be had a whole year with that simch of knowing that it's that there's a rotzenayin that we have a crown on our heads. And that's what a Jew is. And no matter what we see in ourselves, no matter what we've experienced, no matter what, the crown is a crown that Hashem has placed on our heads. Each and every one of us wears that crown, and each and every one of us brings infinite nachas ruach to the Borei Olam every time we lift our heads up. Esa einai el harim, and when we ask may ayin, and when we ask we say may ayin yaveres. We should be zeichen as Hashem. It should be a big, big Yeshua. There are now things in the world that are scaring. The Yeshua in Eretz Yisrael. I'm afraid. We have to hope that we're going to see such a mapala that's lemalim and ateva. That's going to be for this newest Haman. There's going to be such a merdic thing, such an unusual thing that you'll see. You and I were going to see soon that we never would have imagined. That they didn't even think about. Not even Newt Gingrich could have thought of it. Not even Gingrich, who's so smart. Not even Newt Gingrich could have imagined what's going to be such a mafala that's going to be now for this latest Russia, for this newest Russia. And it's going to be freilich, it's going to be such a Purim that we should be zeichem Mitzvah Hashem to see it with our own eyes. And have you, Amen.